everybody. Welcome to the manga of the month. So for longtime listeners, this is not a new segment to you, although you might have only seen it on the blog in written form, and we are just trying out a new format for it since we are, you know, predominantly a podcast at this point. But I didn't really want to give up manga of the month, so we're giving something new a shot.
And I think it's just an interesting way of delivering, recommendations, especially, just to do a little philosophizing before we go into the segment for the first one, that, it's very easy for discovery of anime, whereas manga has just more of a discovery issue. I don't think it's a secret that Kate works in publishing, and even someone who works in publishing and works with books, like manga discovery is like, she'll go into a bookstore or like go into a library and like, what is this manga? And I feel like a lot of people have that, especially if it's not based on a running popular anime. And so this little part of the blog is important to just highlight maybe some books you didn't know about because they don't have a popular anime, or, maybe just you didn't see it on the release schedule.
And on that note, for any new listeners, so basically this is just a recommendation short episode, not really a review so much as a, we're just going to talk about something that we like and think you should check out. So our first podcast of Manga of the Month is about Mermaid Scales and the Town of Sand by Yoko Komori. And this is released by Viz, and it came out just a little earlier this year, 2023. So this is a story about Tokiko, who is starting sixth grade, and she's moved to a small coastal town, and she's starting a new school. Her father and her have moved here because her mother has left the family. At the beginning of the story, we don't really fully grasp where she's gone or why. They've gone to live with Tokiko's grandmother, her mom's mom.
Tokiko has been to this town before. She didn't, basically just, to visit the grandmother, I think twice, if I'm not mistaken. And so, the town is weirdly familiar to her, but also not like a super, it's most of her memories of it are fuzzy, even very important events to her are fuzzy because they're old and that she was very young. So it's this weird place of being strange and new, but not utterly unfamiliar.
And one of those memories that she has and comes back to her a little bit in pieces and multiple times over the course of the story is a memory of her almost drowning and being saved by a merman. And that ties in, there's a lot of legend in the town that she starts to discover about mer people, and there is a mystery aspect to it because the town has kind of an atmosphere to it. I think the whole manga is very atmospheric, not in a scary way, but just that there's secrets.
And I think before we were recording the podcast, we were discussing, it's almost like this own, it's not a genre, but almost like a subgenre or a type of story in which one of the almost meta mysteries is how much of what's going on, is it supernatural? Is this a story where everything is mundane? Is this a story where everything's supernatural? Is this a story where there's a mixture of supernatural and mundane? And that's kind of almost like a like a greater mystery for the reader as opposed to the mystery that the characters are trying to find out.
And the other, I think, nice component of this manga is, so Tokiko, like I said, she's starting a new school, so she's meeting some of these new friends, and one of those friends she actually meets on the beach, Yosuke, and her and him have kind of an instant connection, and they don't fully understand why, but they both kind of look at the ocean with a similar viewpoint, and Yosuke definitely has a sadness about him that you sort of discover what that is about over the course of this manga. And I like just the friendships in here. It feels very like authentic for the age of the characters. And I think that ultimately the story is one about grief. At least that is a major theme in here for Tokiko, you know, kind of her dealing with what's going on with her mom and then her past, and Yosuke, his past as well.
I think there's also an interesting sub-theme of, like, what kids know, what they want to know, and what parents want them to know, and kind of the conflict between those three things. Because there's several times in this manga where the kids want to know something, and the parents are like, let's tell them this because we want to keep them some reality or truth, or we'll tell them this till they're older, or we'll tell them this till this thing happens. And, you know, and like, kids are kids and they're gonna, you know, try to find things out. And, you know, I thought that was just another interesting important theme, but that's more of a underlying theme as opposed to the grief, which is much more forefront.
No, but I think that's a really good point, because there are some very interesting adult characters in here and how they interact with the kids, and like you said, how they deal with them once they do learn certain things is just different depending on like their relationships. Yeah, so I really like this manga. I think it's a nice one here for the end of the summer with the like coastal theme of it. And it's a quick read, so it's only one omnibus volume in English. It's available digitally and physically from Viz. The physical is really nice. It's from the Viz signature line. So, you know, it's definitely worth picking up in physical form if you so choose. And it also has a free preview of, I want to say it's like the whole first chapter or more, on the Viz app. And I'll put all of that in the show notes. And you can also find out more about Manga of the Month on our Discord, which there's also a link in the show notes. But usually on the Discord, I post some interiors from the manga, and I might, if it's a series, I usually like follow up sometimes with like later volumes and things like that. But this is a one and done, which is a nice one.